弟兄们的平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
很高兴今天能够跟大家一起
I'm very glad that I can come and have this opportunity to share with you all today.
其实今天是对我来说也是一个比较特殊的日子。
Today is a special day for me as well.
因为今天恰好是我的生日。
Happen to be my birthday today.
每次过了三十岁以后，一到了生日就觉得自己又老了。
So ever since I passed 30, so every time I, you know, have my birthday, I think I'm just older.
但是神给我恩典，今天能够跟许多年轻人在一起。
But thanks to God that He gave me the grace that today I can share with you young people here.
那几个月前我曾经有一次机会来到大家中间。
I had another chance to come speak here a few months ago.
我知道很多人毕业了，那给大家一个 quiz.
I know many of you are graduating, so here's a quiz for you.
我几个月前讲的题目是什
么？ Do you still remember what I preached a few months ago?
要是我不是讲员，我也不会记得我讲了什么。
The only reason I remember is because I was a preacher.
几个月前我在这边分享一个题目是耶稣是谁。
So a few months ago when I came, I shared on the topic of who is Jesus.
那我分享的经文是在马太福音十六章，通过彼得大任性来看我们如何的正确认识耶稣。
Last time when I shared through Peter's great confession in Matthew chapter 16 to talk about how humans can correctly understand Jesus.
那耶稣这个人，他的身份是极其特殊的，他的本性也是完全超越的。
Because the uniqueness and transcendental, this uniqueness of Jesus' identity.
那我们人没法用理性，也没法用经验来认识他。
So humans cannot through our own reasoning and experience to correctly understand who he is.
但彼得认识他。
But Peter knows him.
因为彼得有信心，他接受了神给他的启示。
Because Peter has faith and he received with faith God's revelation.
那神的一切启示就在我们今天的圣经当中。
And all God's revelation to us is recorded in our Bible.
那我们今天就要通过神的启示来看到底耶稣是怎样的一个人。
So today, following that topic, we'll study the God's revelation in the Bible. Let's look at exactly what kind of person is Jesus.
开始之前，我们大家起低头，把以下时间恭敬交托在神的手里。
Before we start, let's pray together.
亲爱的父母，感谢你，赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
一切的恩典祝福都从你那里来的。
All blessings and all grace come from you.
谢谢你，因着你的大爱，你将你的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们。
Thank you, out of your great love, you gave us your Son Jesus.
今天你也把你的话语、你的启示赐给我们。
Today you also gave us your word, your revelation.
求你帮助我每个人有信心。
Help each one of us to have faith.
让我们能够来接受你对我们的启示。
To receive the revelation you're giving to us.
给我们有智慧，让我们能够明白你的启示。
To give us wisdom that we may understand your revelation.
给我们可顺服的心，让我们能够照着你的启示来生活。
Also give us a submissive heart that we may follow your revelation.
我们把以下时间交托在你手中，求你自己来恩待祝福。
We give you the following time, may you bless it.
赞祷奉耶稣基督。
Repeat these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
所以圣经是怎么来介绍耶稣的呢？
So how does the Bible introduce to us Jesus?
在新约的第一章第一节马太使徒马太就给耶稣一个非常
In the very first verse of the New Testament, the disciple Matthew gave this very concise introduction. Matthew says, this is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So in this very concise introduction, Matthew tells us a few things. He tells us Jesus is the Messiah. But in addition to that, he has two more identities. First is that he is the son of Abraham. And secondly, he's the son of David. And then immediately following this, Matthew used a whole paragraph of genealogies with a lot of names to prove that Jesus indeed is the son of David and the son of Abraham. Many times when we read this genealogy, we feel it's very confusing, it's very long. Why does Matthew give us so many names at the beginning? If we go watch a movie, at the very end, there are a lot of names. With all the film credits at the end. Most of the times when those come up, that's when we leave the theater. It seems like if this is a movie, Matthew seemed to have chosen to show all the film credits at the beginning of the film. Why does he do that? And we know for sure that he had a reason for doing so. He is actually making a very important proclamation when he does this. He's proclaiming that Jesus is the promised Messiah as God promised in the Old Testament. He is the Messiah that the prophets has been prophesizing and God has promised and all the Jewish people are eagerly waiting upon. When he referring to the son of David, the son of Abraham, he's not saying Jesus is one of the sons, or you know, but he's saying he is the son.
对，其实中文版圣经不是看得很清楚，但英文版看得很清楚，因为在那个英文版的圣经当中，前面用的都是定冠词，而不是冠词。
It's not so easy to see in the Chinese, but for you English congregation, it's easier because when he says it's not a son of David, it's the son of David. And these two identities, the son of David and the son of Abraham, is referring to two very important promises God made in the Old Testament. So when the Jews hear this, they know in their heart. And this first promise is God's promise to Abraham. So we just read this in scripture readings from Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 to
18.
In that passage we read earlier, God made a promise to Abraham that all his offspring, all nations will be blessed through his offspring. So God not only gave this promise to Abraham, but he also reaffirmed it to his offspring, his son Isaac and his grandson Jacob. So all nations will be blessed because of his offspring. So later on, when the Apostle Paul, in explaining this passage, he noticed something. When explaining this, he points out that this offspring is a singular term. It's not referring to many people. So in Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, it says, The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person who is Christ. So when Matthew is speaking about Jesus saying that he is the son of Abraham, he's saying that he is the promised offspring of Abraham that God has already foretold back in Genesis. And there's another very important promise God made, is the promise to David. And the scriptures are recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 to 16, and 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verses 11 to 14.
那这些经文当中, 神给大卫一个应许, 他的子孙要接续他的位, 他的国度,
And in these passages, God made a promise to David that when a person of his descendant, he will reign on his throne forever, and his kingdom will be established till eternity. But we know from his historical perspective that David's kingdom didn't last very long. But that does not mean that God's promise to us through the prophets fell through the cracks.
他要坐在大卫位上直到永远。
Now in the future, one of David's offspring will be risen up, and that is Christ. He will reign on David's throne till eternity.
那在以赛亚书第九章第六到第七节这段经文我请我的翻译帮大家念。
So there is this passage we're very familiar with recorded in Isaiah chapter 9. It says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
所以其实当马太在说耶稣是亚伯拉罕后裔大卫子孙的时候，他乃是向世人宣告神所应许的那一位亚伯拉罕的子孙，那一个大卫的后裔已经来了，这个人就是耶稣。
So when proclaiming that introduction, he's saying that the Jesus, on the person of Jesus, God's promise to Abraham pertaining blessings to all nations, and God's promise to David pertaining an eternal kingdom is fulfilled in the person of Jesus.
那在神的两个应许当中，那第一个应许关键词是福。
And so among these, between these two blessings, for the first promise, the key word here is blessing.
那基督将是赐福给万国的那一位。
Jesus is the one who is giving out the blessing to all nations.
那在给大卫的应许当中，那个关键词是掌权。
And the key word for the second promise, the promise to David is to reign.
那基督将是那位要拯救、要治理万国的那一位。
He's the one who is going to come and rule and come to save till eternity.
那今天我们主要来看的是神给神在圣经当中的这个第一个应许，就是给。
So today we'll focus on the first promise, the promise that all nations will be blessed.
那我们要来看一些旧约的经文，看在神的永恒旨意当中，他所要赐给万国的福到底是怎么样的一个福。
So today by studying a few passages from the Old Testament, let's consider exactly what type of blessing is this blessing to all nations.
那他要以什么样的方式把这个福赐给万国。
And through what way this blessing will come.
那在这件事上圣经是不是真的有在给耶稣做见证？耶稣就是那位神所应许的那一位。
And how does the scripture testify that Jesus is indeed this offspring of Abraham?
那说起祝福，其实很多人都喜欢祝福。
So speaking of blessing, don't we all love blessings?
虽然我们每个人对祝福的定义可能不太一样，我们想要祝福不太一样。
So maybe the blessing we want differs among each one of us.
也许你想长得很帅。
Maybe you want it to be very good looking.
你想要一个考试要好的分数。
You want good scores.
你想要去好的学校。
You want to go to good college, good schools.
找到好的工作。
You want to have a good job.
但不管怎么样，我有一件事情是相同的，我们都想要祝福。
But one thing that's common is that we all like to have blessings.
那人接触信仰往往有两个原因，一个是为了追求真理，一个是为了追求祝福。
Usually, it's very common for people who come to want to seek the faith. One is because they want to know about truth, and the other is because they want more blessings.
事实上呢，追求祝福的人往往比追求真理的人多很多。
Well, as a matter of fact, there's usually more people who is seeking after blessing than seeking after truth.
那我们今天要来看到底神要给我们什么样的祝福。
So today, let's examine exactly what kind of blessing God intend to give us.
那这个祝福这个词第一次出现是在创世纪的第一章二十二节。
The word blessing, the first time it ever appeared in the whole Bible, is in Genesis chapter 1.
神就赐福给这一切，说滋生繁多，充满海中的水，雀鸟也要多生在地上。
So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 22, it says, God blessed them and said, Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth.
那这是神在创造万，第五天创造万物以后。他给各样生物的祝福。
So this God said this on the fifth day after he created all the creatures on earth.
那第二次出现这个词是在第一章的二十八节。
And the second time this word blessing appeared, or the word bless appeared, is later on in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28.
那神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样的。
God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
那这句话是上帝对人说的，给亚当和夏娃说的。
And this is God's word to men, human being, to Adam and to Eve.
那事实上这是圣经记载，
And this is the very first sentence God spoke to human as recorded in the Bible. So right after humans were created, the very first sentence God said to them is not a command, but a blessing. God delights in giving blessing to us. Just like a father, he just delights in blessing his children. We are all from God and created by Him. He loves us like a heavenly father. So it's not just as humans we like to receive blessing, but it's also God's intent to bless us. So let's look at these two blessings. I think there are two aspects to it. One are the two parts. So the first one is to be fruitful and increase in numbers. And the second is to rule over all the creature. So the first blessing, the be fruitful and increase, that's a blessing towards family. That we can multiply and procreate and also enjoy family. And the second blessing is pertaining to our workplace. That God gives us the chance to participate in His creature, to manage His work, and through work find fulfillment. And that's generally true, that our sense of fulfillment comes from two areas, mainly two areas. One is that we have a good family, a very loving family, and second is that we have accomplished a career. And we see that both of these two blessings are already given to us in God's original blessing to us. So far, so good. Everything seems so perfect. God's intending, willing to give us blessings and us enjoying, we're also very much enjoying the blessings. So why do we need Christ? And so there's in chapter 3 of Genesis, there's a turning point. And there's another very important word that appeared. And that is curse. The first time this word appeared is Genesis chapter 3. So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals." And the serpent we know that God has cursed is Satan. So the word curse appears a second time, only 3 verses later. So to Adam, he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I command you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life." So this second curse is for humans. So when God cursed the ground, He's cursing all His creature and every creature that lives on the ground. So including us. In God's curse, we must face a few consequences. So if you look at the curses, there are 2 aspects as well. And one is about family and one is about our workplace. So in God's blessing, God wants to bless us to be fruitful and increase in numbers. But in God's cursing, when giving birth, women will suffer a lot of pain from childbirth.
And
So in God's blessing, when we work, we're to find fulfillment and satisfaction.
那在神的咒诅当中，人的工作变成了我们谋生的手段。
But in God's curse, work became painful toil just in order for us to survive and to eat food.
那人要劳苦才得糊口。
We have to labor and toil in order to survive.
所以因着神的咒诅，人在原来最满足最喜乐的事上就有了痛苦。
And because of this cursing, in the very things where humans are supposed to find satisfaction, there came pain.
那其实在人神咒诅人的时候，还有另外一件更重要的事情发生。
And in addition to this, when God cursed the ground, there is something that's even more crucial, important, consequential.
那当人祝福人，当神祝福人的时候，人是刚刚被造，我们是我们生命的开始。
When God blessed humans, that's when humans were just created out of dust.
那当神在咒诅人的时候，他宣告了人要归于尘土，也意味着我们人在地上生命的结束。
And when God cursed us, God proclaimed that we will return to the dust, and that's the end of our life.
那当我们在思想神的祝福，思想神的咒诅的时候，我们就注意到一件事情。
So let's if we pause a moment to think about these curses and these blessings, we find that
one thing, okay, 那件事情就是神的祝福、咒诅都是非常真实的。
We realize that it's so realistic, it's so real to us that these blessings and curses in our daily lives.
神说什么，事情就照着成就。
Exactly what God said is exactly played out in our life today.
那神说人要生养众多，遍满地面。
God says we're to be fruitful and increase in number.
那其实这句话在神说话的时候，当然显然没有成就，在摩西时期。
So this, when God said that, it may not be fulfilled by the time that Moses wrote the book of Genesis. But today when we look at this, we know that it's been completely fulfilled. Because we see that humans have occupied every single place on earth that is inhabitable. So much so that some international organizations believe that the human population has surpassed the capacity of our earth. God also said that humans are to rule over the creatures, and we see today that indeed all creatures are under human subdued. It's been subdued by human. And God says that during childbirth, women will suffer a lot of pain.
那我们家有两个孩子，我亲眼见证了这件事情啊，两次发生在我家里面。
So we have two kids at our home. So I've witnessed twice how this is played out in our lives.
当然，我旁边这位他可能是更加深刻的理解这件事情。
But the person standing next to me probably experienced this more real.
那神说人要汗流满面才得糊口。
And God also said that through painful toil we'll eat food.
那几千年过去了，人。
So through even after all these thousands of years, we're still living under the pressure of survival. Before, when I was young, I was being taught in mainland China. I was taught that in the future, as the productivity increases, there will be one day we will no longer have to toil and labor so hard for survival.
那我们人劳动啊，将来就只是一种本能的欲望，你就想去劳动。
And in those future, those idealistic days when it comes, that when we labor and we work, it's just out of our initiative. We just want to work. We like to work.
事实上，这是个非常美好的梦想。
I think it's just this is a very nice dream.
但是是一个白日的梦想。
But it's not realistic.
It's daydreaming.
It's just pure daydreaming.
神说什么？神的祝福、神的咒诅都发生在我们身上，是人不能靠自己的方法所改变的。
God's curse and God's blessings are very real on us. It's not through our increasing of productivity can we get rid of this curse.
所以我们人就在一个非常巨大的问题当中。
So we're under a huge dilemma.
那人在第一章中被咒诅，在第三章当中受了咒诅，那中间发生什么事情呢？
So in the first chapter, humans were blessed. In chapter 3, humans were cursed. What happened in between? And that turning point is because humans disobeyed God. And they ate from the fruit of the forbidden tree.
因为人的犯罪，神和人的关系改变了。
And because of the sinning, the relationship between God and human have changed.
那本来神是我的父亲，我们是神所爱的儿女。
Originally, we were God's child, God's children. God is our father.
所以神的祝福可以毫无阻拦地临到我们。
And God's blessing can come to us directly without any hindrance.
那当人犯罪以后，我们人成了上帝的敌人。
But after human sinned, we became God's enemies.
那神成了我们的审判官。
God became our judge.
所以我们成了神所咒诅的对象。
We become object of God's cursing.
那我们人怎样才能得回神所给我们祝福？
So how can humans regain God's blessing?
那事实上，你到从第三章一直看到十二章，你并没有发现人为了得回祝福有任何的努力。
So, but if we look through Genesis chapter 3 all the way to chapter 12, we actually don't see any effort, human effort, to that they're doing things to regain God's blessing.
人所做的只是在犯罪道路上越走越远。
On the contrary, on the path of sinning, humans are just walking further and further away from God.
那从第三章到十二章，我们也看见神不再祝福人。
And through chapter 3 all the way to chapter 12, we don't see any new blessings from God for humans.
唯一出现的一次祝福是神对挪亚重申他对亚当的祝福。
And in those past, chapters, the only time blessing is mentioned is when God reiterated his blessing to Abraham, to Noah.
Adam to Noah.
Abraham to Noah.
Sorry.
There's no new blessings.
那但是到了十二章，突然发生一件极大的转折。
But in chapter 12, we see a sudden change.
十二章第一节，神在那里呼召一个人，就是亚伯拉罕。
In chapter 12, verse 1, God is calling a person.
那这记载在十二章的一到三节。
It's recorded in chapter 12, verses 1 to 3.
那耶和华对亚伯拉罕说：“你要离开本地、本族、本家，往我所要指示你的地方去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福给他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万国都要因你得福。”
So the Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you.I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the people on the earth will be blessed through you." So after whole 9 chapter of Bible, the word blessing appeared again. It did not appear just once. In these short 3 verses, the word blessing appeared 5 times. It seems like God has been waiting just for the right opportunity to give out all these blessings he was just waiting to give. So in this blessing, there are 2 objects for the blessings. And the first one is the blessing is going to Abraham. God said he will bless Abraham. And the second is towards all peoples on earth. All peoples on earth will be blessed. So in these passages, we notice a few things. First of all, that these blessings are initiated by God. They did not come because we're begging God, nor because we deserve it, but it's actually God just initiated, He gave it to us freely. As we have already mentioned, in the past 9 chapters, humans didn't do anything to deserve God's blessing again. On the contrary, all that we have done in those chapters, we only deserve more cursing. Those days, the sins had been gotten so bad that God had to use a flood to destroy the whole world. And after the flood, it didn't get any better. They were building the Tower of Babel to disobey God. And in the midst of this human disobedience, all of a sudden God proclaimed He wants to bless all nations again.
品德，人的功劳乃是基于神的怜悯。
So we see that all these blessings is not based on human merit; it's purely because of God's grace and mercy.
那其次，我们要注意到神祝福的对象乃是万国万民。
We also see here that the blessings is towards all peoples.
那不是一个人，不是一部分人。
It's not just one person or a group of people, but all peoples.
虽然神祝福人是从一个人开始的。
Although the blessing started with one person,
但是神他最终的目的并不停留在这一个人身上。
But God's intention is not to remain on just the blessing to remain on this one person.
这一个人只是他成就他旨意的一个途径。
That this one person is only just a starting point in this whole process where he's going to
fit. 他最终目的还是在万国万民。
His goal is to bless all peoples.
所以只是很可惜啊，后来犹太人他们并没有。
It's just kind of a little unfortunate that the Jewish people seem to have forgotten about this. They think it's a privilege to be the descendants of Abraham. So they look down upon the Gentiles who are not descendants of Abraham. They treat them like livestock. Even at the beginning, when the Jesus disciple came to share the gospel, they didn't want to enter the houses of the Gentiles. So that God has to give Peter a special vision so that he was willing to go into the house of Cornelius to share the gospel.
但是其实神从圣经一开始已经清清楚楚告诉我们他的目的乃是要赐福给万民。
But at the very beginning of the Bible, we see that God's original intention is to bless all peoples.
那第三，我们注意到这边的祝福，并不是祝福的本身，并不是说神直接来祝福亚伯拉罕祝福万国。
And the third point we notice that this blessing is not a direct blessing.
那是一个关于祝福的应许。
But it's a promise of a blessing.
那真正的祝福，亚伯拉罕那个时代还没有实现。
And this blessing is not fulfilled during the time when God spoke to Abraham, but it's to come later on. We also notice that this blessing needs an intermediary. So when we first read it in chapter 1, when God blessed people, he just blessed. It's very direct. But later on in chapter 12, we see that this blessing needs an intermediary. So from chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, this person, this intermediary, seems to be Abraham. But later it's become more clear that this person is not Abraham himself, but an offspring of Abraham. So by now it seems there's a turning point in this whole story, but things are not very clear at the moment. So how exactly does God intend to bless all nations through Abraham? And what kind of blessing is God intending to give us? And these scriptures didn't tell us very clearly. It's not until Genesis chapter 22 God gave us more information pertaining to this blessing for the offspring of all nations. So we already read this earlier, but let's read it again. Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 to 18. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. So here God made a very important promise to Abraham. And this promise is very extraordinary. And the author of Hebrews noticed something special about this promise. Here God not only gave a promise to Abraham, but he also He made an this promise confirmed by an oath.
在16节说,
because in verse 16 it says, I swear by myself. God doesn't need to swear.
因为他说什么,
because whatever he says, it is.
但是上帝这样做并不是,
but God did this for a purpose. He did it for our sake. He wants to confirm it that this promise is very real. And so this promise is very important and it cannot be changed. So we see again two things from this passage. So we see that God will bless all nations through an offspring of Abraham. It's not through Abraham himself, but a future offspring of his. And here God gave us the reason why he chose to bless all nations through Abraham. And the reason is because Abraham's obedience. Because in verse 18 it says, because you have obeyed me. How did Abraham obey God? He obeyed God by offering his son to God, just as God has requested. And the story was recorded right before this passage in our earlier chapter 22. And Christians are very familiar with the story. God, in testing Abraham, asked him to offer his only son Isaac to God. And Abraham passed this test. And this is the summit of faith for our, Abraham, the father of faith. And because of his faith and his obedience, there's an important consequence. And that is, he will be blessed, and all nations will be blessed through him. So by now, we know that there's an offspring coming, but who exactly is this offspring? God says that Abraham's descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. How can we tell among all millions of these offspring which one is the offspring? So God did not just allow us to guess randomly. God gave us many hints in the Bible. That these hints help us to know that Jesus Christ is the offspring. And even in this passage, God has given us a lot of hints. He already told us through this passage how he's going to rescue us in the future. How to bless us in the future. Sadly, I think the Jews, when they read this passage, they don't really understand it very clearly. But fortunately for us, because we have the New Testament, we know the story of Jesus. When we go back and read this passage, it became clear. So we already talked about how will God's blessing come about. So when Abraham offered his son Isaac, all nations were blessed. All nations are blessed because of one person. And to offer Isaac, that's a huge sacrifice for Abraham. And all these blessings will finally come about in the future through a person's suffering. And that's what God is showing us through Genesis chapter 22. And this is indeed how God, in the end, gave us, fulfilled this blessing. Through a person's obedience, all nations were blessed.
一个人的献上，的最大祝福就降下来。
Because of one person's sacrifice, the biggest blessing came down.
当我们比较创世纪的，创世纪二十二章的记载和新约福音书耶稣受难记载，我们其实发现这两者之间有非常惊人的相似。
So when we compare the account of Abraham sacrificing Isaac to Jesus' crucifixion, we see there are a lot of similarities.
事实上，你可以说创世纪二十二章就是耶稣的旧约里头。
In fact, we could probably say that Genesis chapter 2 is the Passion of Christ of the Old Testament. Let's compare the two events. So in both these accounts, we see there's a mountain, there's a hill. We didn't exactly read it, but in chapter 22, God said, told Abraham to go to the Mount Moriah. In the New Testament, we see that Jesus is going on the Calvary Hill. Geographically speaking, these two hills are very close to each other. Mount Moriah appeared twice in the Bible. The first time is what we just read. And the second time appeared in the Second Chronicles.
就是当神要吩咐所罗门建圣殿的时候，他圣殿所在的位置就是摩利亚山。
When God commanding Solomon about the location of the future temple, he said it's going to be on Mount Moriah.
而耶稣就是在离圣殿不远的哥哥他钉十字架。
And Jesus was crucified on Calvary Hill, right next, very close to the temple.
那甚至很多人相信。
So some people believe that maybe Calvary Hill is a little hill in Mount Moriah. In both these two accounts, we see there's a father and there's a son. Isaac is the beloved son of Abraham. And Jesus is the beloved son of our Heavenly Father. And in both accounts, we see the son was carrying wood. So Isaac was carrying the sacrificial wood. And Jesus was carrying the cross. And in the end, both sons was placed on the wood that they were carrying. In both accounts, we see that there's total submission from the son to the father. Submission even to the point of death. The Bible referred to Isaac as a boy. But according to the language use of this word back at the time, the son, the boy could mean somebody who's in their 20s or the 30s. Most commentary will believe that Isaac is probably in his 20s at the time. Because he was carrying a lot of wood. So because of his age, if Isaac was not obedient, there's no way that Abraham can bind him. So Isaac, we see total submission in Isaac. Jesus is also in total submission. And in both accounts, we see although the father loves the son very much, both father rejected the son. Abraham raised a knife and about to slay his son. And on the cross, Heavenly Father also forsaken Jesus, and Jesus cries out loudly, my God, why have you forsaken me? In both accounts, there's resurrection. We know that Jesus was resurrected from after 3 days. And the Bible tells us that to Abraham, it's almost as if Isaac was resurrected as well. Hebrews 11:19 says, Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead, And so, in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. So 2,000 years ago, before Jesus, our father of faith, Abraham, he already believed in the resurrection of the dead. He also experienced the resurrection of the dead. Because only through resurrection of the dead can God's promise and God's requirement be reconciled. Because God promised Abraham that only through Isaac that his offspring will be reckoned. But God also required that Abraham to sacrifice Isaac as a burnt offering. So how to resolve this dilemma? The only way is the resurrection of the dead. So Abraham believed in the resurrection of the dead, and so much so that he said to his servant, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." So he believes that Isaac will come back with him. So in Genesis, when Abraham offered his only son Isaac, God made the promise that all peoples will be blessed. And in the gospel books, when God offered his only begotten son Jesus, we see that this promise to Abraham that all people will be blessed, this promise is being fulfilled. So when we read the Old Testament and compare it with the New Testament, we know that Jesus is the promised Messiah, this offspring. So now, let's examine what kind of blessing is this. What blessing requires so much sacrifice and so much from God? Christians should probably all know the answer. In the book of Galatians, chapter 3, Paul gave us these teachings. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. So this blessing that has been promised to all nations is the blessing of justification through faith in Jesus. We already mentioned that God intended to bless us originally, but then because of our sinning, we lost this blessing. So if God wants to again bless us, he has to resolve the problem of sin. So to resolve sin, be able to have sin resolved, that is the biggest blessing that humans need before God. And it's also the fundamental blessing we need in order to receive other blessings from God. In the Bible, God actually gave us a lot of blessings, a blessing to supply our needs, to protect us, to help us to overcome. But before all these blessings, there's one prerequisite, that is we be reconciled to God through justification. Only after we receive the blessing of justification, we can go back to God and have our relationship reconciled. Only because of then God can no longer need to curse us, but to bless us. And the way God chose to resolve sin is to offer his only son, to die for all nations' sin. And just like God, how he prepared a lamb to replace Isaac on Mount Moriah. He also prepared a lamb for all nations. Abraham is correct in saying God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering. And on the mount of the Lord, he already prepared his son to replace us. So us being blessed again, it's not because we fulfilled the law or because of our good works. It's only because God's Messiah.
在座各位的朋友，我相信啊，你也一定在追求幸福快乐。
I think those sitting us, the friends sitting among us today, I believe that you must all want to long for a blessed life. But where is true blessing? Where can we find those? According to the Bible, the true blessings come from above. One verse I really like is James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. I know that we all want blessings. But there's one person who longs to bless you more than you want blessings. And that's God. But sin is the blockage between us and God. But he wants to bless us. Because of sin, he cannot. But praise God, he already prepared a path for us that we can go back to him. And all humans have to do is to open our heart and receive this path. And so let's review briefly how we can become a Christian.
ABC,
and there are three steps as easy as ABC. A, we have to admit before God that we are a sinner. We already lost the status of being blessed by God because of sin.
B, 就是你要相信,
B is to believe in Jesus that he's the Lord. He has already accomplished salvation for us on the cross. And God has already prepared the lamb through whom we can be justified. And C is to confess openly before the public that our faith in Christ. And in the end, I want to speak to the brothers and sisters sitting here today. Congratulations, you are already people of being blessed. A lot of times we don't seem to experience these blessings. A lot of times we just seem very sad and not all that joyful. So, but if we really truly understand these blessings, we might be smiling in our dreams. God promised Abraham that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. And we talk about there's one offspring out of all these descendants. What about other descendants? Where are the other descendants? And that's us. The other descendants, they're us. We're also descendants of Abraham. So as a descendant of Abraham, we should have inherited two things from our forefather. He has two very important characteristics. First, he is a person who is blessed by God. And as sons of Abraham, we too are also blessed. And secondly, Abraham is a person through whom God blessed others.
And
So as sons of Abraham, we also should be channels of blessing.
那我们怎样才能让像才能像亚伯兰一样让别人得福呢？
So how can we also be channels of blessing just like Abraham was?
亚伯兰怎么让别人得福？
How did Abraham became a blessing to others?
是因为他的财富，还是因为他的才能？
Was it because he was really rich or because he was very talented?
既不是他的财富，也不是他的才能，乃是因为从他里面生出了基督。
It was neither because of his talents or richness. It's only because through him, Jesus came.
人能够因着我们得福，唯一的方法就是他们能够透过我们得到基督。
The only way that people can be blessed by us is that through our life, they can get Jesus.
No, 这是人能够得福的唯一的途径，就在耶稣基督里。
And the only way we can get true blessing is through Jesus.
而神把这个非常神圣光的使命给了我们。
And God has given us this glorious task.
神按照神的安排，人能够得到基督，不是借着天使，那是借着亚伯拉罕和他千千万万的子孙。
According to God's good will, it's not through angels or other means that we can get blessed, but through Abraham and his descendants.
所以这是我们的一个使命，也是我们身上应有的一个特质。
And that's a mission of ours, and it should be a characteristic of our lives as well.
所以我们的言语当中需要常常的传讲耶稣。
So in our words, we should all very often be speaking about Jesus.
那我们的生命当中应该常常的见证耶稣。
And our life should often be a testimony to Jesus.
当别人接触我们的时候，他们就接触到耶稣。
When they become friends with us, they're getting to know Jesus.
那这样别人才能透过我们来得福。
And in this way, we'll be a blessing to others.
那我们要做另外一件事情，也是像亚伯兰一样。
And the other thing we can do is just like Abraham.
就是要对神有绝对的相信和顺从。
And we're to trust and obey God completely.
如果神说，他借着亚伯兰是万国得福。但如果你去看亚伯兰所做的事情的话，
God said he will bless all nations through Abraham. But if we look at Abraham's life,
他似乎并没有做什么事情可以让万国得福。
He didn't really seem to do any good big project to bless others.
那他也没有为万国得福而献上什么，付上什么的代价。
And it didn't seem like towards that purpose he had to lose or sacrifice big things.
他上了摩利亚山，带着以撒。
When he went up to Mount Moriah, he was with Isaac. When he came down, he was with Isaac as well. So he didn't lose anything. So the truth towards all nations being blessed is not because of Abraham himself. It's completely God's own work. It is God who gave Abraham Isaac. It's not by Abraham's own effort that he conceived Isaac. And it's God's own work that he gave Jesus through Isaac's lineage. And it's through God's work that he gave us Jesus to be our sin offering. So Abraham didn't really do anything, but all he did is that he became a vessel through which God worked. So it's God's own work that he wants to bless all nations. But it's also God's intention to use us as his vessels. And Abraham is one vessel that God finds to be pleasing. Because he's willing to trust and obey God completely. And same with us. So in order for us to use us to bless others, the important thing is not how much we're doing. Because ultimately all the work is done by God. All we can do, the best we can do, is to let God work through us. To offer us to God. To become a vessel that's pleasing to Him. And brothers and sisters, let us model after our forefather Abraham. If we choose to submit to God, trust and obey Him, God will bless us. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. Thank you for giving us Jesus Christ. And also through Jesus gave us free justification. And through Jesus Christ gave us all blessings. Today I pray before you. I pray that you will bless the brothers and sisters here in the English congregation. That they may come to know you more and more. That their faith will grow. That they will become channels of blessing to others. May you receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.